From Tidbits on December 17th, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Dropbox 1.6.5. If you're a Dropbox user running macOS 10, 10.6 Snow Leopard or earlier, you might have noticed that notifications have been missing. Happily, Dropbox 1.6.5 fixes that problem, and it ensures that Dropbox auto-starts after updating and fixes an issue with icon overlays in the Dropbox folder. If you aren't sure which iteration of Dropbox you're running, hover over the Dropbox icon in the menu to see the version in a tooltip. And if the main Dropbox download link gives you an older version, check the Dropbox forums. Adobe has released Lightroom 4.3 with support for 20 cameras and 42 lens profiles, including the iPhone 5, and fixes for a variety of bugs. Amongst the highlights, the professional photo cataloging editing application fixes a problem with uploading to Flickr if the photo's file name contained an apostrophe, ensures that catalogs from Photoshop Elements 11 are updated, properly imports AVCHD video, fixes an issue where TIFF images could experience a tonal shift, and fixes a flickering problem with videos created in the iPhone 4. Additionally, Lightroom 4.3 now supports Retina displays when using either the library or develop modules. With the release of iTunes 11.0.1, Apple rectifies one of the glaring omissions of its initial release, displaying duplicates, just one of the excised features noted in iTunes 11, the features Apple removed, and alternatives. Previously found in the File menu, the new Show Duplicate Items command has now been shifted to the View menu. Another complaint about iTunes 11, especially for those with large music libraries, was its frustratingly slow search. In a library of over 41,000 songs, just typing the first character of a query in the search field would bring macOS 10's spinning beach ball for 5 to 6 seconds. Apple promises that iTunes 11.0.1 will be more responsive when searching through larger libraries, and this does seem to be the case in our initial tests. The update also fixed a couple of bugs, one where new purchases in iCloud wouldn't show up in libraries with iTunes Match turned on, and another where the AirPlay button didn't show appear as expected. We've also noticed the column browser can be displayed in certain situations when the sidebar is showing, something that wasn't always possible in 11.0. You can get the new release via the Mac App Store for Mountain Lion, software update for Lion and Snow Leopard, or direct download. Corellia has released Sandbox 2.7.3 with a few publishing and hosting enhancements added to the web publishing tool. The update adds a simplified local hosting setup that enables you to publish your site to any location on your Mac, enables you to add FTPS support from the Preferences window, and adds a test to ensure that your site is reachable from the Internet, and not just your Mac. The release also squashes a couple of bugs, including a fix for instances of unwanted square brackets that would appear if Facebook was selected as your site's comments provider. It also improves overall stability, and in particular when importing Sandbox 1 documents. Sandbox 2.7.3 requires macOS 10.6.6 Snow Leopard or later. Text Expander 4.0.4. Smile has released Text Expander 4.04 with added support for cut, copy, and paste for items in the snippet list. The update also adds a popover to help resolve conflicts with snippet abbreviations, draws duplicate snippets in blue versus orange for conflicts, adds expand abbreviation syntax to the AppleScript expand command, restores support for the %j day of year macro, and fixes a number of other minor bugs. Be sure to download the latest version from the company's website, as this update fixes a problem that prevents the in-app update mechanism from working properly. Marcel Bressink has released TinkerTool 4.95, an update, small update to his under-the-hood customization system utility. The app now offers a setting that enables the debug menu of Disk Utility and the App Store application in macOS 10, 10.7 Lion or later. For 10.8 Mountain Lion users, the release adds settings to control smoothing and to disable the default behavior of asking if you want to save new documents to iCloud and supported apps, such as iWork, TextEdit, and Preview. It also adds a pane to control resume behavior for individual applications in Mountain Lion. Mac Mini EFI Firmware Update 1.7. Apple has released this update, which deals specifically with video flicker issues caused by the HDMI port in the recently released Mac Mini model. The update requires OS X 10.8.2 Mountain Lion. As always with firmware updates, we recommend relying on the App Store to ensure you get the firmware update for your specific model, and being careful not to interrupt the update process. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Enks, and thanks for listening.